Erev Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, Tavshin Samach Zayin. The shiur this morning should be Yaskus, Nila Nishmas, Rachel Bas Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is today, Dalad Nisan. After you finish Sefer Shemais, the Mishkan is now built, now ready to have the Avod in the Mishkan, and that follows with Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra takes us into the whole idea of Karbonis, which is mainly Dvarim Sha'im de Meruma Shalayla. Mainly Karbonis are things which are very esoteric, and the reasons, the meanings, the understandings behind Karbonis are quite difficult for us to comprehend. But there are Rishaydim who do describe different reasons for the Karbonis, and there's many reasons given for Karbonis. And again, many of them are hard for us to understand and comprehend why Hashem gave such a mitzvah, and it was an entire avodah for the Shevet of Kohuna, for the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. The Sefer is called Teiris Kohanim, the Sefer of the Book of Vayikra, because most of the Karbonis do pertain to Kohanim. We start off the parsha in Pesach Beis. Darbel Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem to tell Bnei Yisrael, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. Adam, a man, when he will bring a korban to Hashem. Rashi tells us right away, Rashi, the Rashbam, and others, that this is talking about a korban nedava, which means a korban that's not obligatory, but it's a korban that a person on his own initiative will want to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to offer an animal to Hashem. Why the usage of Adam? It could have said Ish, a man ki yakriv mikem. Rashi points out Adam. Lama nemar, why does it say the word Adam? Ma Adam arishayn. La hikriv min hagezel. Just like Adam did not bring a korban from something that was not his. Shahakala yeshalai, because everything was his. He was the only person in the world when he was created. And he brought a korban to Hashem, as the Gemara in Shabbos says. And that did not come from anyone else except for him. It was his own. Af atem, you too, the lesson here of pointing out Adam is you too, le sakriv min hagezel. Which Rav Schwab in his Sefer points out, that's a funny thing to learn from. It's a funny place to learn from. First of all, we have this rule. Ain't done in efshir mishi efshir. You can't compare two cases if they're not really comparable. And as in the case of Adam Rishon, there was no such thing as Gezel. There was no such thing as taking from someone else, because it all belonged to him. So we can't say, well, just like he didn't take from anyone else, we too can't take from anyone else. By him, it wasn't possible to take from anyone else. So Rav Schwab explains that we have to look at it from the other side. The other side of the coin is that just like Adam Rishon brought from something that was his, so too, that's what Hashem expects from us, to bring from something that is ours. Why? Because the truth is, as simply understood, a korban is not giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not giving him this animal, we're not giving him this sheep, this goat, this cow. It all belongs to Hashem anyway. He entrusted it to us, he gave it to us, so we're sort of returning just what he gave to us. But that's the point. Adam, a person has to take from what Hashem gave to him, that's what Hashem wants in return. Whatever we're giving with the carbon, and whatever ideas there are behind the carbon, Hashem says, I want you to, what I gave you, that's what I want you to give back to me. Don't take it from someone else. That's not what I'm interested in. And that lesson we do get from Adam. The Pasuk then continues mentioning three animals. Min ha-behema, min ha-bokar, min ha-tzayin, takiru v'skarbanchem. That's where you should bring the carbon from, behema, bokar, and tzayin, as we'll see in a moment. There is a machlekes amongst two Rishonim. The Rambam and the Ramban. And this machlekes seems very drastic, very extreme machlekes between the two of them, in terms of what is the reason behind Karbonis. And it's described by each of them in their own Pirish, their own sefer, and it seems on the surface understandable reasons. However, there are questions really on both of them. The Ramban here in Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes, where the pasuk tells us that a korban is an ishei reyach nichayach l'Hashem. It's a satisfying aroma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a korban. And based on that wording and a few other questions, the Ramban quotes the Rambam's idea of a korban, and he says it can't be. It's very far from the real pshat of a korban. In the Ramban's words, hinei heim divrei havoi. He does not like the Rambam's pshat. So what does the Rambam say the reason for karbonis is? So it's in Meir Nevuchim, Perek Memvav, and he says the reason for karbonis is because since we lived among certain nations, one of them being Mitzrayim, we were in Mitzrayim for hundreds of years, v'hakazdim, and we lived amongst the Kazdim as well. Asher Yisrael Garam v'Teishavim Ba'artzam Ha'Olam. We are always living amongst these nations. And they served as their gods, Bakar and Tzayin. How so? Ki ha-Mitzriyim Ha'ivdim L'Tlet. That we know. The god of the Egyptians was what? The sheep. That was the whole nace. Next week, Shabbos HaGadol. That was the whole nace of us taking their sheep and tying it to the bed. And they couldn't do anything about it. That's what we call the Shabbos HaGadol. We took their god and we tied it up to the post of the bed. They couldn't do anything about it. They had to grit their teeth. So we see they served the sheep. Serving the sheep means that, of course, they would not sacrifice such an animal. On the contrary, they would bring sacrifices to their gods, to the sheep. The Kazdim served Shadim. They served demons. Okay? But the philosophy of the Kazdim was that the demons actually became reincarnated in the form of goats. That's why the pasuk says later on, I think it's in Acharemos, v'lo yizbuchu oy la'se'irim, don't offer up sacrifices la'se'irim to the goats. To the goats, it means la'se'irim means to the shaitan, to the demons. But they felt that demons were incarnated in the form of goats, and since they would serve the goats, because that's really their demons, so we take goats and we bring that up as a sacrifice. So we bring sheep, tzayin, as a sacrifice. We bring goats as a sacrifice. And what's the reason? And the third thing is cows. Because Anche Haidu, the Hindus in India, they worship the cow. And they says, till today, Ad Hayom Lo Yishchadu Bakal Olam. They don't slaughter cows because that's their god. So you have three animals mentioned here in the Torah, and the Rambam says, you know why these particular animals? Because these three animals were served and used as gods by other nations, which we were associated with, and lest we come to think that these actually are gods which have power, we have to take these animals and slaughter them, and sacrifice them, and bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show we're staying away from this idea of them being the gods. As we mentioned, the Ramban is very not pleased with this pshat. And he has very strong questions on the Rambam's understanding. Okay. Yeah, that would answer some of the Ramban's questions. For example, he says, we know who was the first that we know that's recorded in the Torah that brought a carbon. What does it say? It? So the Ramban says the first person we know in the Torah that brought a carbon is Noach.
Which is something this morning Sanhedrin, and Adam was the first one to bring a carbon.
Oh, very good. Very good, Lenny. So in the Torah, the first person we know that brought a carbon was Noach. However, Chazal do say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Shabbos, which we mentioned before, that actually Adam did bring a carbon. But it's not explicit in the Torah. V'seitiv mishar par, it says that the animal that Adam brought was a shar par, was a unique animal, something that's extinct. But Adam did bring a carbon. So the question that Ramban asks is if the whole idea that you, Rambam, are saying behind the carbon is to sort of to negate the fact that these animals are gods, because we live amongst nations, the Mitzriim, the Kazdim, the people from Haidu that bring these, that worship these animals as gods, so we have to do something to negate that notion. So Noach, as the Ramban says, in the times of Noach, there was no such thing as a Mitzri. There was no such thing as a Kasdi. In the times of Hevel, even before, actually that predates even Noach. Hevel, Hevi, Gamhu, Hevel and Cain brought Karbonis to Hashem, and Hashem accepted the carbon of Hevel. He says there was no such thing as Avodah Zarah in times of Hevel. Didn't start, as the Rambam tells in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, didn't start till the door of Enosh, the grandson of Adam. And Adam Rishon himself. So Adam Rishon himself is the Yetzir Kap of the creation of Hashem. And he brings a carbon. What are you bringing a carbon for, according to the Rambam? What's the point of a carbon? So these are the kashas that the Ramban has on the Rambam's pshat in carbon.
So how does the Rambam learn Adam then?
Oh. So the truth is that these questions are questions on the Ramban himself. Because even the Ramban here, when he's talking about a carbon, he says that kol ma'ase b'nei Adam nigmar b'machshava dibur ma'ase. Everything that we do has involved in it either thought, speech, or action. So he says that's the idea behind the carbon. We do an action by leaning on the animal before it's shechted, before it's slaughtered. And then when we're doing when we sin and we do a form of tshuva, we speak out, we confess with our mouths. And then the machshava, what's burnt up on the mizbeach, the kidneys, the kloyes are burnt, they are the clay machshava, that's where our thought processes come from. So you have all three components. When a person would do a sin, either through thought, action, or speech, all combined into the bringing of a carbon. As if to say, and the Ramban speaks this out clearly, as if to say, this animal, which is being slaughtered, which is being burnt, which its blood is being spritched on the Mizbeach, I should really be in the place of that animal because of the sin that I have done, and I should really be the one that's blood is being spilled, and it's because of the kindness of Hashem that He allows the animal to go in my place. But that's certainly brings home the point, and it makes a great impression on a person that his sin really would demand that he would be brought in place of this animal, and instead Hashem takes the animal in my place. But it brings the right thought into the person and will help him the next time not to sin against Hashem. But Noach didn't bring a carbon because he sinned. Adam didn't bring a carbon because he sinned. The first parsha here in Parsha Vayikra is talking about a carbon adava, something we offer Hanukkah. What does that have to do with a sin? So the Ramban seems to ignore that point as well. So Rav Gedal Yeshur, in his Sefer Or Gedal Yo, he wants to say that really the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban is only in a small nuance. They're actually not a very extreme machlokes. And to answer really the Ramban, an answer to the Rambam, in even a carbon adava, this is the way he understands it. And others also understand it in a similar way. When the Rambam says that we bring these animals to negate in ourselves the notion that these would be gods, to negate the idea that Avodah Zarah, any idol, any foreign god has any power in the world, it's not only something that represents a god, but it's any form of Avodah Zarah. And any form of Avodah Zarah means, just like the Mitzrim felt that their sheep can bring them success, that their gods can bring them success as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So any thought that we have that we can have success through any means other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a form of Avodah Zarah. It's what we call in the Gemara Avizrayu Avodah Zarah. And as any form of us thinking that there is any other power in the world except for the God above, is a form of Avodah Zarah. So what the Rambam is saying is that take these items which people think do have power. And in the days of Adam it was something else. What was it in the days of Adam? It was Adam himself. Adam himself, even though there was nothing else in the world, but he, by being a creation of Hashem, and now he doing things, even in Gan Eden, he was Avdu L'Shamra. He was supposed to guard, he was supposed to work the in Gan Eden. That itself could give him the idea that he has power. There is other power other than Hashem, and that's man himself. So in order to take away that notion that man himself does anything, and in order to understand the concept that we say in the first Ani Maamin, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osa V'Oisa V'Yasa L'Chol HaMasim, it's only Hashem who does everything. In order to impress upon us that idea, says the Rambam, that's why we bring these animals, which people think do have power to it. We bring that as a carbon to show only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has power. It makes sense, therefore, Adam and Hevel and Noach could also bring karbonis, because they too need this impression. They too have to go through this process of understanding that no other power exists in the world except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to, again, negate the notion that there is any other power in the world, that's why they bring karbonis. The truth is that the Ramban is going with this understanding also. The Ramban says that the idea of every carbon the whole carbon lashon kreva v'achtus, the lashon of a carbon, as Rav Hirsch points out in the beginning of the parasha here, carbon is usually mistranslated as a sacrifice or as an offering. That's not the word carbon means. Carbon comes from the word karev, to come close. So carbon in actuality is something that brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban the same idea. The whole carbon is lashon kreva v'achtus. It's lashon kreva, it brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives us a closer understanding, a better understanding, a closer relationship with Hashem. V'achtus. What's achtus? Oneness. So it brings home the point of Hashem's oneness. What we mean by Hashem's oneness is, we once spoke this out a while back, what does it mean that Hashem is Echad? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does it mean Hashem is one? For those who say actually what we call karbonis, before davening, we have a passage over there, Atahu Hashanivra Elam. You Hashem are the one who was in existence before the world was created. V'yatahu Mishanivra Elam, and you two are the one after the world was created. What does that mean? What are we saying? We're saying that just like Hashem is the one, the only one that existed before the world was created, Hashem, you're really the only one that exists even after everything is created. We think, look at this, Hashem created people, there are billions of people in the world, there's mountains, there are trees, there are oceans, there are buildings, there's a lot more that exists now. We say, no, Hashem, you existed before the whole world was created, and even after the whole world was created, it looks like many things exist. Hashem, you're the only thing that exists. It's only you that continues to give life, v'atamachaya es kulam, you give life to everything, you give existence to everything in the world. So that's what we say when you say Hashem is Echad. There's only one thing in the world, there's only one power in the world, and that's Hashem. Hashem gives existence to everything in the world. So according to the Ramban, this is what the point that we're driving home also when we bring a carbon. We bring a carbon, as the Maral explains in the Siv Avodah, we bring a carbon to show that everything in the world, especially by when we do a sin, when a person sins, he's saying, you know what, there is another opinion in the world other than Hashem, and that's my opinion. I decided to do something that Hashem didn't want me to do. So I value my opinion in a sense even more than the opinion of Hashem. And I say there is another will, there is another desire rushing in this world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's mine. When I come to repent, when I come to show myself that that's not the case, and there's only Echad, there's only one thing, and there's only one Ratzon, and there's one desire that exists, and that is that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I come and I bring this offering, and I say, Hashem, really everything is yours. I should be in place of this. My dam, my blood should be spilled here on the Mizbeach, because I thought there is another desire that exists in the world other than what Hashem wants. So really what the Rambam is explaining in the Karban, to negate the idea that there is any other power in the world, and what the Ramban is explaining to bring home the point that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the world, and that way we come with crave of Achdus, we come close to Hashem, and we have a understanding of His Achdus, of His oneness in the world, is really coming to the same goal. But they're coming from two different angles. The Zayar, the Or Gedolei points out that the Zayar says in every mitzvah, there's an asay and a lois asay. Sort of a positive side to it and a negative side to it. So in the idea of karbonis, really the Rambam is coming from the lois asay side. He's coming from the negative side. Don't think there is any other power in the world. And that's why we bring karbonis. And the Ramban is coming from the positive side. To understand that is the only oneness in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today we don't have any karbonis. But the Gemara in several places teaches us that tefillah is in the place of karbonis. So if we go with these two understandings now, of the Rambam's understanding and the Ramban's understanding in karbon, they really both fit into the idea of tefillah as well. Why do we have to daven if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what we need, even better than we do? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide us everything that we need, so why do we have to daven in the first place? So really these two components are part and parcel of tefillah, of davening. Number one, the fact that Hashem says you have to daven for everything gives us the understanding that who is the one that does in the world? So the idea that we have to actually come on to somebody else, come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that we need in this world, tefillah, that shows us, that negates the notion that there is any other Avodah Zarah in the world, there is any other power in the world, or even that there is the power in the person himself. Even that idea, that I myself can bring my own successes through tefillah, that notion is put aside. Because I have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. That's the idea of karbon according to the Rambam, and that's the idea of tefillah as well. But tefillah has a second component to it. The fact that we do have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we do have to have a relationship with Hashem, we do have to ask Him for things. So that itself brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you talk to someone, when you ask someone, that brings a connection, that gives a connection. The more a person, the higher levels that a person has in his own tefillah, and his understanding of tefillah, in his concentration of tefillah, that he's actually talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings a closeness. That's a karban. That's karev. That's kreva. That's approaching Hashem. And that gives us the understanding of echod, of the achdus of Hashem as well. Because we have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Aside from the fact that it negates any notion that there is any other power in the world than Hashem. And that's why we have to come to ask Hashem. But the fact that we ask Hashem, the fact we have this connection time and we can ask Him for things, and then He responds and we thank Him for that, that relationship that we're building up on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's really the Ramban's understanding of a karban. The idea that Hashem is one, Hashem is the only thing that exists, and therefore we come on to Him to ask Him for everything. These two ideas of karban is the same that is in tefillah, and nowadays we don't have karban, we have tefillah in its stead. Tefillah is in the place of karbanis. Tefillah b'makom karbanis. And through these two ideas, we should keep this in mind when we daven. Number one, the idea to negate any other power in the world, any other capability in the world other than Hashem. And secondly, this idea of coming close to Hashem, building up a connection to Hashem. Because through tefillah, a person becomes closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this itself brings an achdus, brings a oneness. Not only to describe the oneness of Hashem, but to connect the oneness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good job. Thank you.